clearly radio has a lot of components and can be used for different purposes. It's not only listening music or trying to entertain or to inform. We know that, for instance, in Haiti, we have MINUSTAH, which is a mission, a United Nations mission over there. And we know that during the crisis with the earthquake a few years ago, radio was a main component to try to reach people and to try to keep some order, organization and relief to the population. We know also that, for instance, in other crises like Nepal recently, also another earthquake, radio was a big element. I am thinking also about the tsunami, for instance. So you have this kind of crisis of natural disasters, but we know also we have peacekeeping operations. And peacekeeping operations are clearly now aware of the fact that radio is a main component and a main tool. Like you need the blue helmets, but you know also you need also radio. And radio is fantastic to reach directly people in their own language. And we saw that it can make a big difference in a lot of crises. I mean, a lot of conflict, and not only to solve the conflict or to stop the conflict, but after.
The United Nations radio, what do you think its future role could be in terms of being used as a tool by people in crisis countries?
If we still keep in mind that the UN radio and radio, generally speaking, is a cost-effective mean, I think we can still use radio as an efficient tool. And I think we still have to see how video and other means are interesting and relevant. But radio, I think it's today a way, as I mentioned, for instance, in the DRC, with languages, when you have people, they didn't learn how to read, and clearly it's an issue. With radio, you can reach people directly in a community with a solar phone or basic Chinese phone, you know, $1 a piece, and it's still relevant, and I am sure that in 20 years it will be. Now, how we use with the mobile technology, with the other means, I don't have all the answers, but when the TV was a new technology, we say everybody thought that radio will disappear. It didn't. When internet arrived, everybody was talking about, okay, I think radio is done. It's not. So it's just the big challenge will be to reach, and it was last year, by the way, theme for the World Radio Day, to reach the younger generation and to be sure that they use the radio.
As we move towards a more digital world, people using their phones to listen to news and information, do you still feel that traditional radio has a role to play?
The problem is to where to find and to keep a balance between these traditional means. We know that Africa is growing. We know that the economy is booming in some places, but still we need these traditional means. And radio is one to reach people within the countries, the landlocked countries. Clearly, we need to keep this traditional means. In the meantime, we know that Africa is booming. And so the mobile phone, we know all the companies now who are reaching all countries. We know mobile phone and all these new technologies. Sometimes it's surprising, but they don't have a lot of means to even to get food, but they have found a way to have access to this new technology. So we have to keep a balance once again, to try to find a way where we don't abandon a big chunk of these traditional means, and in the meantime to be radio of 2016 and the upcoming years.